Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being here today. I want to give a special shout out to all of you that subscribe to these podcasts. Thank you for doing that. Now, if you haven't done that yet, simply what that means is in whatever app and device you're listening to this on, typically there's a subscribe button, and it makes it super simple for your device to automatically download every new episode so it's ready for you when you are. And so I want to encourage you to do that. If you've already done it, thanks so much, and thanks for sharing these. Today on the podcast, I want to think about one little phrase that Jesus says at the end of Luke 10 and verse 37. He says, "Go and do likewise." Well, what is the "go and do likewise"? The "go and do likewise" is a religious leader asked Jesus, basically, how do you get to heaven? So Jesus asked him, well, how do you understand Scripture? And so this leader correctly summarizes the Old Testament. He takes Deuteronomy 6 and he takes a little piece of Scripture from Leviticus. And essentially the phrase that you and I know today is to love God and to love others. We've got to have a vertical relationship with our Heavenly Father that impacts our horizontal relationships with other people. Love God, love others. The phrase "love others" is to love our neighbors as ourselves. So this leader goes on to ask the question, well, who's my neighbor? Who's my neighbor? And that's a great question because we may wonder that in our day and age, is it people with our same zip code, on our same street, in our same town? So Jesus illustrates the point of who our neighbor actually is. He tells the story that most of us know as the story of the Good Samaritan. So the Good Samaritan is the story of a person that's traveling. It's a Jewish person that's going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he's attacked, and he's left for dead on the side of the road. He's ripped off, beaten, and left half dead. A priest comes by, and the priest actually goes to the other side of the road. A temple assistant comes by, looks at him, and goes to the other side of the road. And then finally, a Samaritan who was looked down on in their day and age, the most unlikely person in the story, actually stops, helps him, bandages him, gets him to a hotel, pays it forward for several days, and says, "Hey, I'm going to come back and pay more. If you need more money, take care of this guy." And at the end of the story, Jesus says, which one was most neighborly? And obviously the leader's like, well, it's the Samaritan that went out of his way. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. What a fantastic passage for us to think about today. Because honestly, knowing who our neighbors is physically can be hard. Is it our neighborhoods? Is it our streets? With social distancing, who is it? And here's what Jesus points out. He points out that there's always going to be people in need around us. There are going to be people like this Jewish guy that are left and beaten and left for dead. And there's going to be others that come along, but not everybody's going to do the right thing. In fact, there's three attitudes that we see in this passage. The first one is the robber. The robber's attitude is this: what is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. And we see that in our world today. We see people that look at somebody else and says, what is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. And so they end up becoming a modern-day bully. They become a modern-day person that pushes other people down, and they take their dignity, they take their stuff in some instances, and they take it away. Attitude number two is the priest and the Levite. The priest and the Levite's attitude wasn't like the robber. The robber was, what is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. The priest's mentality was this: what is mine, and I'm going to keep it. In other words, he didn't want to be interrupted. He was in a hurry. He was on his way to do some religious good, so it was impossible for him to go out of his way. It was simply inconvenient. What is mine, I'm going to keep it. But the Samaritan, again, that most people in their culture would have looked down on, had a third mentality that I think is a great one for us to think about today. What is mine is yours, and I'm going to give it. What is mine is yours, and I'm going to give it. He went out of his way to be inconvenienced, to help a stranger, and to show him the love of God. So let me ask you a question today. Which attitude do you have? Do you have the take it, do you have the keep it, or do you have the give it kind of mentality? And maybe today we just need that simple reminder from Luke chapter 10 that when we're wrestling with what's the right thing to do, what's the right thing to do, how do I love people as myself, that we would go and do likewise like the Samaritan, that we would take what we have and we'd give it away to help someone else. My prayer is that today God's going to put somebody in your path that you can do a little homework field assignment on today, that you can practice to be like the Good Samaritan and do what Jesus said, to go and do likewise. I love you guys. I hope you have a fantastic day today. Chuck's going to be back on the podcast tomorrow. And then this Sunday, we've got a fantastic week as we kick off a brand new teaching called Unstoppable. Hope you'll join us online at 9:30, 11, or 5, and at 11 in Espanol. Have a great day. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.